This is the Speaker's Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, there's a lot of things. We're in our third week of session. We're coming toward cutoff where bills have to make it out of the policy committee. Affordability has been a big issue on my mind. I think we have like 20 bills out there just addressing different affordability issues, and maybe I should talk about that next week when we have a stronger sense about what bills will move forward and what won't. But it's hard to have a podcast without talking about what's been going on in Minnesota over the last number of days, and really what's been going on in our nation over the last number of months, where we've had Alex Preddy killed by officers, we've had Renee Good killed by ICE officers, we've had Keith Porter killed by ICE officers, we've had around 40 other people around the nation die in ICE custody in one way or another. That is really heavy on, I think, my heart and the heart of my entire caucus and people all over the state of Washington. So I am heartened to know and to look and feel good about the work that we're doing here legislatively to try and do everything that we can to protect people in Washington state from this complete overreaction and evilness coming from the federal government right now. So we've already moved a number of bills. We're working really cooperatively with the Senate this year. So we have bills that we've moved out of committee that hopefully will be able to come off the floor of the House, or bills that will come from the Senate. People have probably heard a lot about our masking bill that will make sure that law enforcement officers of any kind can't wear masks and have to be identifiable. This is an important bill, right? Because if law enforcement officers are going to mask, it just breaks down the very trust that law enforcement officers want to have with their community. We just can't have that. We also have another bill in both the House and the Senate, but it's moving out of the Senate, I think, this week, regulating license plate readers, or what are called flock cameras, to prevent their use by immigration officials. And then we've had bills in our committees in the House, like impersonating a law enforcement officer, a peace officer, making sure that it's clear that that's a crime, because we've seen that happen in numerous places now. And now, with masked ICE officers, there are people who are just dressing up like an officer, pretending to be an officer, could be kidnapping someone. All sorts of things. We certainly saw that with my friend Melissa Hortman when she opened the door to someone who was impersonating a police officer. We've long done a lot of work on the private detention facility that's in my legislative district, the only one in the state of Washington, but that's detaining immigrants to make sure that they're treating people humanely. And so Lillian Ortiz Self has a bill to really kind of expand that work a little bit to make sure that the facility itself has to apply with like basic food standards and basic communication access, and requires reporting of serious incidents, you know, and abuse and neglect and injury in the facility. So that's work that we're doing. We also have a bill that's moving, I think, through the Senate that'll come over to the House. We have a companion bill to do it, but to make sure that all the sheriffs across Washington state, whether you're an elected sheriff or you're an appointed sheriff or you're a police chief, are all subject to the same standards in order to serve in those jobs. Again, ways to make sure that we treat our law enforcement officers consistently and that members of the public can expect the same things no matter where they go across the state of Washington. And then we have some bills that aren't out of committee yet, but I think we're still looking forward to them advancing. One is actually making sure that we create some protection within areas of public accommodation in Washington state so that folks who are going to the hospital, who are dropping their kids off at daycare, who are going to pick their kids up at school, aren't subjected to worrying about ICE raids in those kinds of places and have some protections there. We also have a really, I think, a kind of a late-dropping bill that kind of sets some standards for local law enforcement. Should ICE show up in Washington state in a really big way, like it's done in Minnesota, what are the standards that we want to hold our local law enforcement officials to in terms of how they interact with ICE, right? We already have the Keep Washington Working Bill, which tells us all like what federal laws we enforce or not, or basically kind of tells us, hey, let the feds enforce federal law. We are local law enforcement or state law enforcement officials. But this is really about for those interactions, which we've seen a lot of pleas out of Minnesota from local law enforcement saying that your presence here is hurting our ability to help people. And in fact, Lisa Parshley, one of our newer members, actually has a bill that is exactly about that, to make sure that neither ICE nor anyone else can interfere with emergency responders and emergency response operations. We saw this during the Bear Gulch fire, where we had firefighters who were picked up in the middle of fighting fire, a really urgent matter, by ICE. No one knew whether it was an appropriate pickup or not. We don't know what's happened since then, but we want to make sure that our emergency response providers are protected to provide Washingtonians emergency response. So, Jen, I know that's a lot to be on my mind today, and a lot of bills that we're thinking about, and there are even others that I haven't mentioned. But we're trying every way that we can to find ways to protect Washingtonians from what's turned out to be a pretty malevolent approach by the federal administration, by the president, by ICE. We just want to make sure that, as I said, Washingtonians are as protected as we possibly can be.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.